At 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
Was a sinner, you saved me from all of my sins.
The devil will make you get beside yourself sometimes, because people can get on your nerves. But God is able to look beyond our faults and see our needs. This is what is important. God is not like man. God is a holy God. He's a loving God. He's a patient God. Huh? Isn't that right? How many of you know today that God having patience with us right now? Right now, he's having patience with us. He's trying to give us time to get it right. He's trying to get us time to get our house in order. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the writer said? He said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. I'm going to wait who? On the Lord. For he's able to give us what we need when we need it. Amen. And we got to understand one thing. In this life, there are ups and there are downs. In this life, there are disappointments. In this life, there are times when you do without and you don't know why you're without. And we accuse God of not being good to us. So we said, Lord, I do all I can. And yet it seems like those who are not doing anything are prospering more than I am. Why? But God teaches us a lesson in the time when we are down and when we are out, to help us to understand that he's able to bring us through. Isn't that right? He's able, amen, to reach down and pick us up when we are down. This God we serve is an able God. And all Paul is saying that God shall supply all of your needs. All of the time. It's never a time when he's inadequate. He's God all of the time. Then he lets you know, thou should have no other God before me, for I am a jealous God. Isn't that right? Amen. We don't need to look to another God. But all our answers lies within this God, because this God is never too busy to answer our call. Amen. He's concerned about everybody, even the children. He's concerned. And know sometimes God let us go through things just to test our faith. Isn't that right? He tests our faith, help us to understand that a faithless individual, I don't care how much success you may have had materialistically, if you have not had faith in Christ Jesus, your success is a failure. You are a failure. Put all your trust in God and lean not on your own understanding, and he will provide. Isn't that right? I look at everybody. I look at the people who are playing sports. They practice. They do everything they can, making preparation to get ready for their appointment. Look at us. We sit around. We don't want to do nothing. We don't want to have nothing to say but complain. You know, you got to get ready. The Lord said, prepare yourself to meet. And that's what that word means. You got to do something. Get yourself ready to meet the Lord thy God. If he comes back and you're unprepared, it's nobody's fault but yours. You can't blame nobody but yourself. Because every individual must stand before the judgment seat of God and give an account of his or her own stewardship. You got to do this. You can't blame nobody. And a lot of folks that Satan make you do nothing. You did it because you listened to Satan. If you start listening to Satan, then you start doing what Satan asked you to do. Satan has no power over you. God has all power. And Jesus said, those in whom I hold in the palm of my hand, the devil in hell cannot pluck them out. I'm trying to tell you this. We walk right now, walk outside of this door. We don't know if we'll ever come this way again. They're finding people dead in their houses And they're not dying natural death. People are murdering people every day. As I tell y'all all of the time, when you go, there's a man got robbed on Christmas Day at Walmart, took every penny he had. I try to tell y'all all of the time, be mindful how you pull your little money out. The minute I had more than $5, somebody think you got 50 and kill you. Let us learn one thing. Let us remain brothers and sisters wherever we may be, wherever we go. Learn how to love people, not for what you think they ought to be, for what they are. Amen. Because your thoughts don't mean a thing, not a dime or a thing in life. Because who are you to criticize somebody and tell somebody that they're not holy when you are not holy? Huh? It doesn't matter what you say out of your mouth. What matters is what you do in your everyday life, your actions, your testimony, your character, your personality, how you treat one another, how you respond to one another. This is what God wants all of us. This is the church. This is God's church. If you don't meet those qualifications, you cease to be the church of God. Hello, somebody. Y'all done got quiet on me. There are certain standards you got to meet in order to see God. In order to go back with him, you got to be ready. And listen, your resume don't mean nothing to God because he already knows what's going on with you. You can write all you want. You can say what you've done, what you haven't done, but God knows what you are guilty of and what that you are not guilty of. Amen. He never come out and ask me, well, what sister so-and-so did. I don't know, because a lot of times she wasn't with me. I don't know. Huh? But God knows he's with you all of the time. All of the time. And be careful, you know something else? It don't take a knife, it don't take a gun to kill somebody. Amen. Words can destroy an individual. Amen. And be careful what you say, because if you kill a person's influence, you kill that individual. And God holds you responsible for that. You're a murderer and don't know it. But when you come up on your resume, amen, when you get up yonder, you won't get in because you murdered somebody. And you say, well, I didn't shoot. Huh? I didn't stab him to death. But God said that thing right there. That thing that it's somebody calls a pink tornado. It destroys. It kills. It separates. Many people have gone to their grave just because somebody's tongue was loose. Amen. Many marriages have broken up just because somebody's tongue was loose. And you, let me tell you one thing. Don't you ever think there are not people, because you're not in the limelight, that you're not, somebody noticed you. Somebody don't like your way because it seems like the Lord is blessing you. Stop trying to impress other folk and impress God. Only God is able. Amen. Only God can see you through. David never said, Lord, take me out of the valley. He simply said, yea, though I walk through the valley. For the shadows, this is what he said. Death is all around me. For the shadows of death, huh? Huh? For I will fear. I will not fear nobody because I know God is with me. Huh? This is what you got to understand. Don't be shaken by the devil, because the devil is going to try to influence you every week. He is in a war with God. Huh? And that's when you say that the flesh and the spirit is at war all of the time. Now, I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. God will supply. Don't ever think that you're in a position where God cannot reach you. You can't get too low where he cannot pick you up. You can't get too high where he cannot bring you down. Am I right? God says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We need to know how to do like the sports people do. They brag on the saints all of the week. All of the week. And you know something? And many of us did some praying for the saints we don't do for our church. Amen. Amen. Some prayers went up for the saints. And if everybody would pray for the church like we pray for the saints, the church would be in a better, be in a better place. Amen. Amen. And the prayers still here with people praying right now for LSU tomorrow night. Amen. Huh? We got to understand one thing. God is real, and he's dealing with real people and real personalities. Hmm? We got to learn one thing. Embrace this God who can take us from this land to the promised land. To the promised land, where there'll be no more dying, where there'll be no more sorrow, where there'll be no more loneliness, where there'll be no more heartache, no more pain. Huh? Let us learn how to embrace the one who is able to take care of us. Amen. Amen. I find maybe I've been rushing with y'all a little too fast. Maybe I've been giving y'all, hurting y'all, trying to please y'all ego so you can go back home. But you know what I'm going to start doing? Well, until you say amen, we're going to stay here. Amen. Amen. We're going to stay right here. We get some amen. Those that want to leave, let them get up and go. Amen. That's what I'm saying now. Because time has come, time to stop playing with God. We have time for everything but the church. We can go sit and listen to a ball game all day long, 4 hours. But when you come to church, we're going to be out of here in about 35, 40 minutes, an hour. When you get over an hour, everybody gets bored. But when the word of God is being taught, telling you about real life and what you need in life, you need to be willing to hang around. Because you know why? This plane one day is going to land. Amen. It is going to pick up and going to carry us home with the Lord. And if you're not ready, don't have your ticket, huh? Your soul is going to be lost. Nobody's fault but yours. Amen. Amen. And for those of you today, amen, looking through a dark cloud and think you're in a position where there's no hope and no help, God will supply all of our needs. Amen. There's nothing that God does not have in his storehouse that he can reach humanity and bless us. Amen. May God continue to strengthen us in a special way, in a unique way. And I say this to let us this year, let this year be one of the best years of our lives. Amen. Let us learn how exemplify brotherly love. Amen. Then the Lord will be pleased at us and we still remain his family. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. Well, musician, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, and it was there the door of the church is open. Receive my sight, and now I am happy all the day at the cross. Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, and it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At last ended my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, and it was there I received, oh, I received my sight.